Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Very good evening, everybody. Hope you're doing well out there across the fruited plain on Realside Radio. Joe Messina is out tonight. I am sitting in as guest host for Joe. This is Whiskey Dave. You know me. You've been around for a while. I'm here every once in a while, every couple of weeks anyway. It is a pleasure being back with you tonight. Got a lot of good stuff we're going to be getting through tonight. You definitely want to stick through the full entire 3 hours if you can. Hopefully you're in a nice long car ride, or you're listening to it at home on your radio, Realside Radio, where you can find us at therealside.com, joemessina.com, and you can also join us this first hour. We are going to be opening the lines here the first hour. If you've got anything you want to talk about, at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Second and third hour, we have some fascinating guests. We're going to be talking about this incredible situation in New York and what they are doing to the Trump Organization with this, beyond comprehensible. And legal scholars I'm hearing and I'm reading are all saying that it's most likely going to be overturned on appeal. But this $300+ million penalty, which is accruing interest, by the way, of over $80,000 per day. Absolutely insane. We're going to be talking a lot about that. And there's some truckers that are actually boycotting New York City right now. And we're going to be talking with Dave Carter on that, who just wrote a fantastic article over at ricochet.com. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking about the state of things in Israel. What is happening right now? It's not on the front page news unless you look for it anymore, but they are still in massive fighting right now. People are being killed. You're seeing not just Rafah crossing, where there's a million and a half people that are compressed down next to the Egyptian border, which they won't let in, by the way. They will not let in the Palestinians. But you are also looking at what is happening on the northern border at Lebanon. Hezbollah, who are sending rockets into northern Israel. Most of northern Israel is now deserted. People can no longer live there. People that were thinking that they would be away in a hotel for maybe weeks or maybe a couple of months, we're now going on, March, it's going to be coming up. What is that going to be now, 5 months? I mean, it is beyond comprehensible at this point. So we're going to be talking with Rabbi Ron LaPaz. You know him. He's fantastic. He served in the U.S. Navy. This is a man who sees things from a perspective that you don't hear usually from many clergy. He sees the real deal, and he's going to be bringing to us exactly what is going on the ground, not just in Israel, but what is happening in the United States with Harvard and everything else that we've been dealing with over the past several months. When we come back after the break in a few minutes here, we're going to be getting into the news of the day. And I don't know about you, but, this entire situation with Letitia James, as I mentioned to you, She is now threatening to seize President Trump's buildings if he can't pay the $350 million fine. She just stated today, if he does not have the funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets. I mean, we're talking, folks, about, and it's not just the New York cases, Alvin Bragg's the second New York case, Stormy Daniels. Well, we're seeing the situation down with Fannie Willis, who may end up actually with a little bit of IRS troubles from what I'm reading, based upon the statements that she made in court last week. Very, very ill-advised. I don't understand. Maybe she's just not that smart, folks. Okay? For her to do what she did last week opened up a Pandora's box. And of course, you've got the situation in Washington, D.C. You've got the situation in Florida. You've got five prosecutors that have decided for 325 million people that they do not want this president on the ballot, or if he's on the ballot, that he is going to be so toxic that he is unelectable. Five prosecutors. And Letitia James being one of them, she just revealed that she's prepared to seize the assets of the 2024 GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump, including buildings, if he's unable to pay the $354 million ordered by Judge Ergeron in that civil case James brought against Trump. She said on ABC News, Aaron Kotursky, I think is how you pronounce his name, if he does not have the funds to pay off the judgment, we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court and ask the judge to seize his assets. I've said it twice because this is a government agent that is now going to be going after one of the most successful real estate individuals in the city of New York who did not do anything wrong. There is no legal precedent for that case to even be filed, never meant to have been found, whereby he, there were no victims, the banks made money. It's beyond stunning. And she says that she's very confident in the strength of her case on appeal and reiterated that her office will not hesitate to seize the Trump buildings if he's unable to pay. This is the United States of America, folks. Why does it feel like it's more and more Shanghai or Moscow or Pyongyang, North Korea? These are public service, and they've been hired by us to do the exact opposite of the will and intent of the people. We talk about democracy is under threat. These people are threatening democracy. Be right back here, Real Side Radio. It's good to be with you tonight here. Don't go away.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Walter White always finds a way. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe Messina is out tonight saving the world, and he will be back tomorrow night. It is always a pleasure being with you. However, here at Realside Radio, no matter where you are in the fruited plain. Listen, I one of the things that I am always aware of is kind of a sense of how people are feeling generally, and I gotta tell you right now, there's a lot of pessimism that I'm hearing.
A lot of people feel that, you know, obviously the indictments against Trump are going to be geared towards to derail him. For the squishies out there that may not be comfortable, especially if he gets one of those 94 indictments actually convicted, it's very unlikely, people are saying, that Donald Trump will actually be, he'll get the nomination, but it's very unlikely that he will win. And I'm hearing this more and more. And I just want to throw a little bit of positive news for you. And I think a lot of people today need that. I need that. I'm sure in many cases, if you're watching the news and following it and seeing just how crazy everything is, from, you know, from the border to the use of our institutions being weaponized against political enemies, the lack of integrity in voting today, where you have literally months-long election campaigns. All of this feels so insurmountable, but here's some good news. And this comes from Red State. Nick Arama, he says, bad news for Democrats. GOP's chances of flipping the Senate are looking even better. He goes on to say that Democrats are in trouble with Joe Biden at the head of the ticket. Not only does Biden look like he's in big trouble against former President Donald Trump, with Trump leading in most polls, but it also looks like the Republican chances of taking the Senate are rising as well. And he goes on to discuss what looks like Republicans are going in with a very favorable map. So let's do some math right now. Republicans are the minority, okay? You've got Chuck Schumer, who's heading the majority for the Democrats at 51-49. Now, Democrats are in trouble because they have to defend 20 seats, including red states like Montana, West Virginia, and Ohio, where Trump is also likely to win and help out down ballot. There are also three independents who caucus with Democrats up for re-election. Kyrsten Sinema, I believe, is one of those in Arizona, and she's in big trouble. Meanwhile, the Republicans only have to defend two seats that are even considered competitive. Senator Ted Cruz, Texas, incredible. Every time, you know, they talk about Texas being in play. And Ted Cruz is just incredible. I've spoken with him. I've interviewed him. He is a brain among brains. I'd love to see Ted Cruz actually one day nominated for the Supreme Court. But he is going to be busy this year, and you're going to see a lot of Ted Cruz on all media, podcasts, radio shows, asking you to donate, because it looks like it's going to be a very competitive race. And Florida, Red State Florida, Senator Rick Scott. Now, they're both rated likely Republican. So the map is looking really strong right now if you want Republicans to take back the Senate. Senator Joe Manchin, which it's incredible that he never switched parties. He would have done himself a world of good if he did, by most likely being able to run again. But he knew that he was not running for re-election because Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia is running for a seat. Lock that you got 50 seats. So all they have to do is flip another one seat, and the chances are looking pretty good. Republican former Governor Larry Hogan is leading or tied with possible Democrats in a recent poll in Maryland. So he's likely to be very competitive in Maryland. Maryland has elected Republicans. You know, once you get outside of Baltimore, BOMO, right, and the D.C. suburb, you find most people in Maryland are relatively normal. There's a lot of common sense in Maryland. I love this state. I've been all over, from Annapolis, you name it. It's a beautiful place, and people are great. And then in Montana, Republicans have all coalesced around Tim Sheehy in the effort to knock out John Tester. And if they can take out Tester or Senator Sherrod Brown in Ohio, they'll be at 51. Both seats are considered toss-ups by the nonpartisan Cook Political Report, along with Arizona, as I mentioned, where there's a three-way contest that may take place with Carrie Lake, Democrat Representative Ruben Gallego, and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who, by the way, I don't know if you saw the news today, but apparently Kyrsten Sinema has been enjoying a lot of free rides on private jets on taxpayer dollars. That's not going to look good for her in the state of Arizona. People don't like to see just the abuse of taxpayer funds. So let's go back to Sherrod Brown and John Tester. Cautions with both of these guys is that they are strong. They have a history of fending off the competition. I've heard for years both of these individuals would be in trouble, and they always seem to pull it out. They have a very, very strong ground game. In Arizona, it's close with Lake. She's running neck and neck with Gallego. Now, whether Sinema is in the race or it's head-to-head, there is a recent Lake internal poll that had her up. This is from Interactive Polls, Arizona poll at Kerry Lake. So for Senate, you're looking at Lake at 40%, Gallego at 39%, and Sinema at 13%. Head to head, you've got Lake at 46 and Gallego at 44, all within the margin of error. And by the way, in Arizona, right now, Trump is leading by 4 points, 45-41 over Biden. These internal polls in February are very, very tough to gauge because it all changes. A lot of people aren't paying attention. And, you know, the political hit machines have yet to start. So don't rest on your laurels there, folks, because a lot can change. Now, Gallego is even claiming that she's leading in polling with this post, which may have the opposite intent than what he hopes. He actually posted, I saw this on Twitter, I think it was yesterday, X, formerly known as Twitter. How long are we going to say formerly known as Twitter, by the way? He said, not the news I was hoping to share, but polling has us down 6 points to MAGA extremist Kerry Lake. And the truth is, we're pacing behind our fundraising goals. Send me money. Send me money. We're in big trouble. Well, it's good news if you're a Republican right now, but you gotta continue it and build it up because the margin of the cheat is real. We'll be right back here after the news and commercials. Do not go away, folks. Real Side Radio will be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
The whole thing is not only obviously false, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother James Biden. In his testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in foreign business activities. Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
You know, one of the things that I mentioned before the break here, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio, by the way, and you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. One of the things that I was saying is that how many people I'm talking to right now that just feel such disillusion. They have... I guess a sense of disappointment. Many of them are disappointed not just in our leaders, but in our fellow citizens. How many people, especially in the state of California, which is just going down into the toilet, how it is very, very strong likelihood you're probably going to end up with Adam Schiff as a senator. He's trying to parcel it out for himself and Steve Garvey, and he knows that him against any Republican is a fait accompli. The Democrat will always win in the state of California. And you look around and you see the devastation from homelessness and crime and the cost of living and everything else, which if you're on the left coast, you're experiencing, and you're seeing it in a lot of cities around the country as well, whereby, you know, you say to yourself, who are these people that continue to vote and double down on stupid? Well, one of the things that, I said before the break is that, you know, there are some, some bright spots as well. Well, one of the things that, listen, the Biden administration, they're taking a look at obviously a very unpopular president that two-thirds of the American people feel is well beyond his shelf life. You may be a Democrat and you cannot argue with the fact that Joe Biden is not corpus mentis. But more and more people who don't even follow politics are saying that this is really a bad time for them. The reason being is because Biden inflation, according to recent reports from Tip Insights editorial board tonight, has just peaked at 17.3%. Inflation has just peaked at 7%. You know, all the Inflation Reduction Act and the economy is doing good and Bidenomics, inflation's going up again, folks. It has been going up for the past several months. But annualized Bidenflation hits 5.9%, nearly double the Consumer Pricing Index, the CPI. Core prices are stubborn at 3.9%. Real wages lack by 2% since Biden took office. So the dark reality of Bidenomics is 17.3% inflation
just under the president's watch. When he took office, inflation was at 1.4%. Inflation has stayed above the Federal Reserve's 2% target for 35 consecutive months since March of 2021. Meanwhile, the average hourly earnings for all employees dropped 2% to $11.16 in January from $11.39 in January 2021 when Biden assumed office. Despite nominal salary increases at the fastest pace in years, 58% of Americans say they are now worse off than when president took office. Those of you of a certain age, do you remember Ronald Reagan's campaign question that many say won him the office against Jimmy Carter in 1980? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And after 4 years of stagflation, the misery index, inflation, interest rates going through the roof, everybody says, heck no, we're going to go for the California actor. And if it's Donald Trump, it looks like it is. He just needs to run that same campaign. Prices have increased by 17.3%. While real wages have declined by 2%, meaning Americans have taken a 2% pay cut under the current administration. To put it in another way, this is just normal math here, people now need 19.3%, let's call it rounded up to 20% more income than they had in January of 2021 just to maintain their living standards, not save, not do well, not take trips, just to maintain status quo. Some estimates are showing that Americans now need an extra $11,400 a year just to make ends meet. And we're seeing this. We know that Americans are making up their shortfall in ways which are not good for them. Labor Department reported earlier this month that 8.13 million Americans have multiple jobs in January, up from 7.87 million. Their share of the U.S. workforce is 5.1%, up from 5% a year ago. So you got a lot of moms and dads that are coming home exhausted at the end of the day when they should be having dinner and watching a TV show, and they're going to a second job, and in some cases, a third job. And Americans, and this is where it gets really dangerous, folks, are now using credit cards to make up for the shortfall. Credit card debt has climbed 40%, not 14, not 4, 40, 40% over the past 2 years, and is near $1.1 trillion. That is the largest credit card balance in the history of this country. Discover's credit card customers are carrying $102 billion in balances on their credit cards. That's just up 13% from just last year. And now we're starting to talk about charge-off rates and 30-day delinquency rates and 60-day delinquency rates. They're all starting to climb. You know, Joe Biden, when he came into office, when he was running for office, he says, nobody under $400,000 a year in income is going to pay higher taxes. Nobody. Well, we all know that's not true. Everybody's being taxed through the gills. And if it isn't direct taxes to them, it's regulatory taxes, it's extra fees that are being taxed. But the biggest tax is inflation. Due to entrenched inflation, without corresponding real wage growth, most Americans, 60%, live paycheck to paycheck, cutting expenses to make ends meet. And a quarter, 24%, have nothing set aside for financial emergencies. Rising rent, the end of pandemic-era protections, are contributing to the homeless crisis. And inflation and the Fed's 11 rate hikes to reduce inflation have made housing unaffordable for many people and is now causing massive displacements. So it's no surprise, folks, as we're heading into what is
going to be nonstop electioneering between now and November. That inflation, food prices, the economy, it has emerged as America's top issues in a nationwide TIPP poll. And we may not be out of the woods, folks. I know that everybody has, if you're enjoying your stock market, you know, and you've gotten a lot of really terrific growth in the past years. I mean, we've got S&P over 5,000. It's doing really, really well. But the reality here is that we are now about to see what was supposed to have been cooked in rate decreases by the Federal Reserve. It was supposed to happen in March. Now they're saying maybe May, maybe June. And there is people like Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary under Obama, and also he was the former head of the dean at Harvard. He is a common sense classic liberal. If you ever see him on CNBC or Fox Business, watch him. He's not a crazy leftist. Yes, he's a Democrat, but he's not a crazy leftist. He is saying that there is an outside chance, maybe 15%, that Jerome Powell may actually reverse course and raise rates again. I mean, you want to suck the air out of the stock market. You want to see a crash of 1,000 points in an hour. Announce that you're going to raise rates again instead of lower them. Why is he considering this? Why is it not off the table? I thought the Inflation Reduction Act and raising rates to slow down inflation was supposed to provide us a soft landing. Now, if you're in the top 10%, you're enjoying life. You're doing really, really well, especially if you're in equities, especially if you have if you have assets like real estate. You're doing very well. A lot of people in this country are doing very nicely right now. And a lot of them are controlling what we hear in the media. Because outside of their bubble, nothing exists. They're at their cocktail parties in the Upper West Side of New York, in Washington, D.C., in the Acela Corridor, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. Los Angeles, Biden is there tonight at a fundraiser at somebody's Brentwood living room, getting $250,000 a head for pictures with Bumbles, and they're doing great. So it's all nonsense, folks. We'll be back here after the break to continue Real Side Radio. Do not go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Don't be a jackwagon, folks. Stick with us, and you'll always get the best news, the best discussion, and the best guests. We've got a couple of great guests coming up in the next couple of hours here for you, so definitely do not go away. This is just hour number one of three with Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. And you could check out Joe's website. Check it out at joemessina.com. You can also give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. Throw in your opinions on the news of the day and what is going on. I mentioned to you earlier that, you know, the state of California is, it's no news to you, is a disaster. It is a disaster. You know, one of the things that I've really been enjoying, much to the chagrin of my girlfriend, she's not interested at all in this, but if you go on YouTube, which is basically where I watch all my TV now, besides that and live sports, news, podcasts, there's movies and there's TV shows. And I am just binging the heck out of The Streets of San Francisco, a Quinn Martin production. If you're of a certain age, you remember that. Yes, Carl Malden and a very young Michael Douglas were cops on the streets of San Francisco.
And the show started, I want to say, maybe 1972, maybe 73-ish, early 70s. And it went into the mid-70s. And you get to enjoy from Carl Malden's massive Ford LTD tank. It just bounds around the hills of San Francisco with Michael Douglas as they get the bad guys. But you could see just how beautiful this city once was. And it visually still is, as long as you're not on the streets of San Francisco. It is beyond, it's unconscionable what they have allowed one-party rule to affect in the state of California, where, yes, Los Angeles was never a beautiful city, aesthetically speaking. You have nice neighborhoods, and it's great weather, and you've got the hills. But San Francisco is an artist painting. It is stunningly beautiful, from the architecture to the hills to the cable cars to obviously being right there on the bay with the visual. And and we all agree that it is maybe one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And once we saw Gavin Newsom, you know, Dianne Feinstein was mayor there many, many moons ago, okay, in 1980s, before she went into Congress and the Senate. Gavin Newsom had basically allowed the city to devolve and eat itself from within. And he is, of course, now the governor. And many say the most likely heir apparent when the DNC needs to pull somebody in that could actually win. And I think that's arguable. I don't know if he can or can't. I think there's a lot of people around the country that know full and well exactly what Gavin Newsom has wrought in the state of California. For example, as he's gallivanting around the country right now as a campaign surrogate for Biden, he's trying to burnish his own national image. And this is an article that was sent to me actually earlier today from Joe. It's on the Ventura County Star. The state budget he proposed just 6 weeks ago is falling apart at the seams. Ventura County Star. Gavin Newsom's new budget is already leaking red ink as revenues fall behind. Last week, Newsom's Department of Finance indirectly acknowledged the budget problems, reporting that through January, revenues were running $5.9 billion behind the new budget's assumption for the current fiscal year. That's just through January. $6 billion behind? Yesterday, on Tuesday, the Legislative Analyst Office, which advises the legislature, increased its estimate of the budget's deficit, which Newsom had originally pegged at $38 billion, to an eye-popping $73 billion. Almost double. After toting up Newsom's proposals and decreasing its revenue estimate. If the downward revenue trend continues, the 23-24 budget could wind up in a deep hole and there will be much less money available for the 24-25 fiscal year once it begins on July the 1st. And the shortfall was particularly acute in January, a key month on the fiscal calendar because quarterly payments for personal income taxes were due. The month's income tax payments were $5 billion below the $20.4 billion the administration expected to collect. Folks, that sounds so much like Biden now. He's destroyed that word. Friends, this is, in many people's minds, the man that they're going to have to come in and save the Democrat Party when Biden is replaced. After all, you're going to give it to Kamala? Kamala doesn't have a chance in Hades to win a national election. She's a DEI pick. There could have been a lot better
a lot better understudies for Joe Biden. But for some reason, the brain trust in Biden's campaign at the time, and now his administration, I don't know what it was. They think that he's safer with her as the backup because nobody wants her. Okay, well, there's a contingent, especially of black women around this country, that will absolutely go apoplectic if Biden gets the nomination and then says the family wants him to pull back. He needs to spend more time with his family, which is what many people are now expecting to happen. Who is going to replace? Well, it should be Kamala Harris, right? She doesn't win the election. And for the Democrats, it's all about not just winning and maintaining power, but preventing Orange Man bad. So Newsom has been continually referred to as the shadow campaigner. And you see it. He's doing debates with DeSantis. He's going on Hannity. I mean, he looks like, remember the movie American Psycho? I don't know if it was in the 1990s or with Christian Bale, about the serial killer with the slick back hair. And they sat around bars and showed each other their impressive linen business cards. And then he went home and murdered his dates. Guy looks like him. This is who the Democrats, many people believe, should become the replacement for Joe Biden. The problem is, Newsom is overseeing nothing other than complete and utter devastation in the state of California. First, the city that he was mayor to, that I don't want to go to San Francisco. I don't want to be stepping around human feces and used drug needles and homelessness and having my car broken into. It's Lord of the Flies in San Francisco. And I've noticed a lot of people on social media are now trying to talk about how wonderful San Francisco is all of a sudden. It seems like there's this marketing push coming from Tech Central, Silicon Valley, and even people in Oakland that are saying, oh, it's beautiful, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. They know that they're losing tremendous numbers of people that can ill afford to live there, don't want to raise their kids there, and are scared to death. That's Newsom's legacy. But the legacy continues to the state of California, whereby we are now looking at an absolute disaster of a budget. This is a state that wants to pay for other people from other states to come in and have gender-affirming care. This is a state that wants to provide EBT cards to illegal aliens and put them in public schools with your children, even though they don't speak English, and pay for them and provide them cash disbursements. We are dealing with an absolute budget shortfall here, and it's only going to get worse. They're using up the reserves. They're employing other short-term actions that will merely postpone the day of reckoning. And if revenues continue to fall behind the Newsom budget's very rosy projections, avoiding hard decisions to cut spending and or raise taxes, they're going to have to figure out some elaborate budget tricks where there's going to be sleights of hand with school financing, and it's going to destroy the state for decades. And this is who the Democrats believe should be running against Trump once Biden exits stage far left. I don't know about you, but if you are running a campaign between a president who had 4 years of economic growth and Newsom, who is showing nothing but disaster, I don't know if Trump would lose against him. What do you think? We'll be back here after the break. News and commercials, and then we're going to be talking about New York City at Joe Messina Show, Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in a Chair. Do not go away.